This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the allergy, health news, and sleep apnea channels. Don't forget, we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Lee M. Mandel, MD, FACS, who is a nationally recognized leader in the field of minimally invasive in-office procedures for sinus disorder, snoring, and sleep apnea. He is the director of the South Florida Sinus and Allergy Center and the South Florida Snoring and Sleep Center at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which has been named a national center of excellence and receives weekly visiting surgeons from around the country to learn his techniques. Dr. Mandel, certainly a pleasure and honor to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
So for starters, Dr. Mandel, what conditions do you routinely treat to get things started today?
Okay, so as our center's name would imply, most of what we do is deal with the full gamut of sinus disorders, allergy disorders, and then, of course, snoring and sleep. And all of these different disorders kind of have an interplay both in terms of their anatomy and their physiology, kind of how the body works. So from the standpoint of sinuses, both what we could consider acute sinusitis, which is a sinusitis that occurs that lasts less than or equal to 4 weeks, chronic sinusitis, which is sinusitis that lasts or sinusitis symptoms that last greater than 12 weeks, sinus tumors, other inflammatory processes within the sinuses. Some people may have heard of things like Wegener's granulomatosis and sarcoidosis, all kinds of neat different entities that occur in the sinuses. And then for the most part, when we're dealing with allergies really have a great effect in terms of causing sinus disorders and sinus disease. So allergic rhinitis, a lot of people consider that hay fever, but it can also occur all year round, what's called perennial allergic rhinitis. And then snoring and sleep. And snoring and sleep is quite an underdiagnosed entity in our country, certainly the sleep apnea part of it. But that's pretty much what we do, all of those different entities.
Dr. Mandel, how many people would you say are affected by acute sinusitis and sleep apnea?
So if we take sinusitis in general, the CDC recently put out a statistic that approximately 13% of the adult population, or 33 million people in the United States, suffer from some form of sinusitis. That's 1 in 8. So it's actually more prevalent than asthma or heart disease. Almost 12 million office visits a year for sinusitis. And that's just taking into account adults. In terms of children, there's an estimate of approximately 6 million children under 18 that suffer with some form of sinusitis, bringing the total to approximately 39 million. So a lot of people with sinusitis. When you're dealing with just the allergy part of things, approximately 8% of the population, adult population, suffers with some form of allergy, and approximately 10% of children. Sleep apnea, a whole different story, very underdiagnosed, but the estimates are approximately 18 million Americans, or 1 in 50, are known to have obstructive sleep apnea, with up to 500,000 people remaining undiagnosed. The interesting statistics in that regard are the other morbidities that occur because of sleep apnea. So approximately 100,000 motor vehicle accidents per year occur because of drivers that are tired. Over 1,500 of those result in death. So those with obstructive sleep apnea are actually 6 times more likely to die in a motor vehicle accident. 38,000 deaths per year are linked to obstructive sleep apnea related to the cardiac or heart effects. And the bedmates of those with obstructive sleep apnea, they lose up to 1 hour of sleep a night. So very, very interesting statistics, and it shows you how sleep apnea really has a major effect on our population.
Yeah, and those are some certainly stunning numbers to hear those as well. What's different about the way you treat these conditions opposed to others?
So at the South Florida Sinus and Allergy Center and the South Florida Sleep and Snoring Center, we take a really comprehensive approach. So we have full facilities here where we can do CT scans of the sinuses and the airway and quickly diagnose people's disorders. We have a full allergy clinic as well, where we can treat the allergies. And probably most importantly is that we emphasize minimally invasive procedures. One of these procedures that has become very well known is called balloon sinus dilation or balloon sinuplasty. Now, balloon sinuplasty is a very minimally invasive technique, requires minimal anesthesia. Patients have a very high level of comfort during the procedure, very fast recovery. The symptom relief is durable, meaning it's long-lasting. Significant cost reduction for patients and for insurance payers. So, of course, the insurance payers really like it. And now we're actually doing even more complex procedures in the office that we weren't able to do before in the that we would only have to only be able to do, in the operating room.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Lee M. Mandel, who is a nationally recognized leader in the field of minimally invasive in-office procedures for sinus disorders, snoring, and sleep apnea here on eHealth Radio's Allergy Health News and Sleep Apnea channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Mandel, are these simple procedures and can everything be done in office as opposed to an expensive and potentially dangerous hospital stay?
Yeah, so as I was just saying, these procedures require minimal anesthesia, and they're very well tolerated. So in general, we're doing all of these procedures in the office setting. And by doing them in the office setting, there's a significantly decreased time to the patient, both for the procedure and for recovery. A patient goes home very quickly afterwards. Very, very safe. Patient is completely monitored during the procedure. In addition, the as I said, the more complex procedures that used to require an operating room setting, we can now do in the office. So what we're doing in the office is something called image guidance. So in patients that require a more comprehensive procedure, a procedure that normally would have been done in the operating room, we actually have something that's akin to a GPS for the sinuses, where we can actually determine exactly where in the sinuses we are based on crosshatches that occur on a CAT scan on a computer in front of us, so that we always know exactly where our instrument is. Makes it very, very safe, very easy to do in the office-based setting. Now, in terms of sleep apnea procedures, and many people have heard about some of the sleep apnea procedures that sound absolutely horrendous with very, very long times for recovery, we can do very minimally invasive procedures in the office setting on the palate and on the nose and affect snoring very significantly. And in those patients that have more severe sleep apnea, that in addition with an oral appliance or something that they wear at bed on their teeth will actually significantly overcome most sleep apnea.
Lastly, Dr. Mandel, what is the scope of patients suffering from the symptoms that you can help?
So the average patient that comes in, and everyone kind of knows this to a certain extent already, because if they haven't experienced it themselves, they certainly have a friend or a family member that's experienced it. Nasal congestion and facial pressure and pain are probably the most important symptoms that people express in terms of sinus-related issues. Recurrent sinus infections. There's an entity called rhinogenic headache where patients that have a lot of headaches, it can actually be altered airflow in the nose and in the sinuses that stimulates these headaches. It can even stimulate migraine headaches. Dental pain. Many times I'll have patients that they've gone to the dentist and they've even had teeth that were pulled because they were having so much pain. And after the pain didn't go away, they finally came to see me. I did a CAT scan in the office and realized that it wasn't a tooth problem. It was actually a sinus problem that was causing their dental pain. Now, those are the kind of the more hard symptoms that you see with sinusitis. They're also soft symptoms. So there are patients that have minimal of the symptoms that I just expressed to you, but have things such as chronic fatigue, lightheadedness, issues with concentration, ringing in the ears, pressure in the ears, and cough. Those are kind of the softer symptoms that people don't necessarily equate with having a sinus condition. Then we go to sleep. So patients that are having sleep issues, so snoring is obvious. I mean, if you have snoring, usually there's a bed partner that's kind of kicking you out of bed at night. But there are some other symptoms that people don't realize and don't necessarily equate with actually having a sleep disturbance. For example, non-restorative sleep. In other words, waking up in the morning and just feeling really tired, like you haven't had a good night's sleep. That can be a sign of obstructive sleep apnea. what's called daytime somnolence, meaning that during the day you just feel like you have to take a nap. Or, for example, if you are watching a television show, you usually fall asleep. Even people are sitting in a car at a red light and they'll find that they fall off to sleep. And probably the most elusive symptom of sleep problems is cognitive impairment. In other words, lack of concentration. So people during the day, they just can't seem to concentrate. They can't seem to just get it right. And they don't realize that the reason that's happening is because they're having sleep apnea issues when they're sleeping at night. And those sleep apnea issues are causing decreased oxygen saturation to the brain, and it's affecting them all day long.
Certainly informative, eye-opening, and serious information to take in as well. We really appreciate, Dr. Mandel, all this information that you've shared here today per your expertise. Where can our listeners find more information about your practices per location, and how can listeners be in touch as well?
Well, our website is www.southfloridasinusandallergy.com. We can be reached at 1-877-SINUS, that's SINUSMD, or 954-587-4218. Certainly we are on Facebook as well at South Florida Sinus and Allergy Center.
Once again, Dr. Mandel, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Dr. Lee M. Mandel, the director of the South Florida Sinus and Allergy Center and the South Florida Snoring and Sleep Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which has been named a National Center of Excellence and receives weekly visiting surgeons from around the country to learn his techniques. And for more information, simply visit SouthFloridaSinusAndAllergy.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Allergy Health News and Sleep Apnea Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.